This is Shoshana with Audience Development Specialists with your Audience Development Tip of the Day. It's been a while since I recorded one of these, and I'm happy to be back. So today I have been thinking about the who and the where in terms of social media. So when you're posting information to social media, you definitely want to think about the who before you choose the platform. For example, today I saw an article that pertained personally to me since it was about one of my hometowns. Now, I am on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Audioboo, you name it. I'm on a lot of different social media platforms. So which platform would be the best place to post this information? I decided to choose Facebook since I use Facebook mainly for personal use. And it's mainly friends and family that are on my Facebook list. So I chose Facebook, but I knew that not everybody on Facebook that I'm connected with would appreciate this article. So Facebook has these wonderful filters that you can filter out by a list of people that you set up, a group of people that you belong to, or you can choose specific people to send the information to. And that's exactly what I chose to do, is I chose specific people and I sent this article only to them. Now I knew this audience would appreciate that, and I'm sure that they also would appreciate the fact that I singled them out for this information, and that will strengthen my relationship with these specific people. Another example is today I received an email from my sister that she sent to a group of people, and it was just this funny graphic that she knew that all of us would appreciate. She chose not to send it to Facebook and splash it all over her Facebook universe, and instead chose to email, which is a little bit more personal, to specific people. That will strengthen the bond with her personally, because we know that she singled us out personally and sent a personal email to us instead of just putting it out on Facebook. So email is something to consider as well when you want the more personal approach. And lastly, you want to consider your reach in terms of social media. I may have an arts article that I want to post, and I have the farthest reach on Twitter since that audience is mainly an arts audience. Or, as an example, this Audioboo is an audience development tip, and it's the best way to get this type of information out there. Or I could post it on either Google+ or my Facebook page, since that's also a place where I post tips, and people are usually following me for that reason. So with everything that you put out there in social media, before you put it out there, stop and consider who the information is for and filter that down. And consider where to post the information so you have the best reach. And that will build stronger relationships with your audience because they know that you are being very choosy and specific with the information that you are sending out. Thanks so much. That was Audience Development Tip of the Day. Have a great day.